Basically, consider a graph which slopes upward and then maybe is a constant at a point and then it slopes downwards. So what this technology does, it converts the entire graph into musical notes. And basically, through the variation in these musical notes, it tries to give you an idea of how the graph might be laid like.
If I'm looking at a line and it is going upwards towards the right top corner of the page, you would be hearing notes that would be rising in frequency, going up the scale.
Yes, and then if it's constant at a point, the frequency is constant, and it's sloping down, then you know there's a decrement in the frequency.
What was the process that you had for having this idea that you needed it, but then actually coming to make it happen?
So this was an idea that struck me during a calculus class when I was experiencing some difficulty in understanding graphs. I'm also I'm really passionate about music, and that is when I thought, why not actually use musical notes to convey a qualitative idea of the graph? And that is when I came up with the software. It took me a while to code it. I worked on it pretty much throughout my summer break. Basically, it wasn't, complex of a software as well, because I just made it for myself. So I just restricted it to the graphs that we were studying at school, and it worked pretty well for me.
You've devoted a lot of time now to thinking about education for people with disabilities.
Yes.
I'm curious to hear what you think of the emphasis on technology as a solution to education problems, specifically for people with disabilities.
I think it has great, great potential, remarkable potential. I can say this for myself, at least, that wherever I am today, it's all because of technology, assistive technology that I use. I cannot just think of myself coding or doing anything for that matter if I did not have a screen reader. It's all because of technology that I'm able to do whatever I'm able to do in my life.
Do you think that youth and children with disabilities have been given an adequate voice in shaping the post-2015 agenda, the Sustainable Development Goals?
I've been fortunate in that I've been associated with a couple of organizations at the UN level and also in India as well that are pretty much involved in this space. So, yeah, I personally have had the opportunity of getting my voice across, but then I cannot really say that for majority of students or children in developing countries, though.
So what's next for you and this technology you've developed? Is it going to be adapted for wide release for other countries? Could it work on a completely large global scale?
Well, honestly, I haven't really thought much about it yet. I'd probably be working, trying to improve it whenever I get some time to do that. I don't really have plans of commercializing it as such. I want it to be available in the open source so that anyone who wants it can just get it. One of the other problems that I think students in developing countries face is that there's a lot of assistive technology available here in the States. But then again, the price is an impediment. It's super expensive, and that is what did not allow me to get a lot of the assistive technology that could have made it really easy for me to study science back at home. So I just want to make sure that it's affordable for everyone. That is why I have absolutely no plans for actually commercializing it. I'm maybe just releasing the source code in the open source so that anyone who wants to make any changes to it, anyone who wants to improve it can do that.